is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. You can dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those on us. And the website itself, freetalklive.com, is far more interactive this year than it has ever been in the past. If you haven't been yet in 2010, head on over to freetalklive.com. Create yourself an account. You can submit news items. You can submit videos, audio, blog posts, whatever you want that you think our listeners will enjoy. They can vote them up and vote them down, and so can you. freetalklive.com. So let's start things out here tonight with a story I've been teasing all week. We haven't had a chance to get to it. It's from copblock.org. And it's about something that's been going on over in the UK. And what we tend to find is that in some ways the UK is just a little more police state than the United States. Just a little bit more. Though the UK, I don't know if they have the roving checkpoints that the United States government's Border Patrol does. So it may be a toss-up, but in some areas certainly more so. And this is kind of a unique little program from the police. This, according to studenthousing.co.uk, police burglars who help themselves to valuables in student houses have had to stop their crime prevention campaign because they realized they were breaking the law. A police team of 16 officers entered 50 homes in Exeter, piled up possessions like laptops, personal stereos, and game consoles, and then left them in a bag marked swag with a note explaining what had happened. Neighborhood beat manager PC Rob Bolt said, "We expected to find some insecure properties, but were amazed by the number left open. Neighborhood officers are trying to find new ways to try to encourage people to keep their homes secure." Now, this story should ring a few bells if you've listened to the show for a little while, because there have been other similar stories, even happening here in the United States, where the police will, for instance, try car doors in a parking lot. And if your car door is unlocked, they'll hop on into your car and supposedly just leave you a nice little note. And in many cases, they'll actually lock your car door. So if you happen to leave your keys in the car, then your keys will be locked. You'll be locked out of your car the next morning. But nonetheless, this isn't an unfamiliar story. It's just a little more outrageous than the car thing, because they're actually going into people's homes, collecting your stuff up, putting it in a bag, and then leaving you a note saying, "Well, if we were real burglars, we would have taken these things." So what happened to the police? They say that, well, we don't want to create an atmosphere of fear, but it's important people know most burglars get in through open windows and doors. Unfortunately, the police didn't realize they had no power of entry without an invitation or warrant, and could be sued for trespass by the occupants of the houses they illegally entered.
They never even considered it.
Police say they won't enter homes without permission. They won't do it again. So we've been naughty boys.
Well, we won't do it again.
We're so sorry.
That's how much they believe they own your property. They didn't even think that they might be breaking the law by walking into your house, gathering your crap up, putting it in a sack, and leaving you a little naughty note.
Why should they? When they murder somebody, it's not murder.
Isn't this just another example of the camel's nose under the tent? They do it, and then they back off. Oh, we're sorry.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, they get people used to the idea, and then after a while, they'll just do it. This is happening in so many different areas, it makes me sick.
The burglary blitz followed a series of real-life crimes at student properties and in the area, lots of whatever that is. Devon and Cornwall police spokesman said, "This was carried out with the best of intentions. We do accept that entering properties to leave the bags could be deemed as trespass. This was a one-off that we will not be repeating." Good. Burglary, the offense the police were trying to highlight, is when a person dishonestly enters a building without permission with intent to steal or commit a serious criminal offense.
Yeah, they didn't commit burglary.
Or commits a theft. Because the police officers had no dishonest intent, they cannot be accused of burglary, but they still entered property without permission, which could be construed as a civil offense of trespass.
What about vandalism?
They didn't break and enter. They just opened locked doors.
They took my crap and they threw it. They strewed it.
That's true.
Put it in a bag. I mean, are you telling me of all the consumer electronics that they picked up and put in bags, they didn't break any of it?
That's a good point.
I mean, to me, this sounds like vandalism and trespassing. I don't know why trespassing is called a civil offense in England, because it's sure a criminal one in the United States.
Right, but good luck getting any of them brought up on charges, right? Because the government is in charge of the prosecutor's office, and so therefore, if you come to them and say, "Well, I want this,"
they'll say, "Fill out this complaint form."
Yeah.
And
which is administrative, and they can file it in the circular file.
And they will.
And so then you go you back later on and you say, well, look, I've got evidence that the cops broke into my home here. It's your note. You left this here. This is from your department.
We don't have any paperwork on that, sir. I'm sorry.
It's pretty clear that you broke into my apartment, and I would like some restitution for the amount of time I had to spend putting my stuff back and polishing off your greasy, donut-stained hand fingerprints.
Fill out this administrative complaint form.
No, I already filled one of those administrative complaint forms out. Where is my complaint right now?
I don't see any evidence of you having filled one of those out. Look, I don't want to call you crazy or anything, but that's what the evidence leads me to believe.
Or the other answer could be, well, that's under investigation right now. We can't comment on the open case.
Yeah, that's the other choice.
So
you know, this actually happened. A friend of ours is complaining to the police department about something that happened, and the lady there, is either the police department or the mayor's office or whatever it is. She actually said, "Look, you sound crazy to me." I mean, that was her statement.
Wow.
So,
protect and serve.
Yeah.
Careful of that crazy word. You know, back in the Soviet Union, that's how they locked a lot of people up. They deemed them crazy because their political ideas were not mainstream. And a lot of gulags were filled with people that were labeled crazy.
Yep.
When you look at this story, it is just amazing, isn't it, though? I mean, the police just walking into people's homes, taking their stuff, putting it in a bag in the middle of the room, and then
it sounds crazy, Ian.
Yeah.
You must be crazy for believing this.
It is crazy. What's the next step here? Are they going to just start hiding out in your home, waiting in a closet, you know, wearing a balaclava, and then grab you?
Could have been a rapist.
Yeah. We're the police here to keep you safe after you've had a heart attack.
Holding a knife to your throat. See? We could have slit your throat, but we didn't. Here's your naughty note.
It could make police work a lot more entertaining.
It's crazy. So disturbing. And, of course, you're forced to pay for it. So, you know, you didn't, number one, ask them for this service. You come home one night from a long day at work. You want to kick back, watch your new Blu-ray or your DVD or play, some sort of console game. And you
there
find
it is in a sack with your PlayStation 3 shoved through the screen.
There in the middle. And then how creepy would that be, too, when you come into your home from a day out or whatever?
A lot of people, after a break-in, will say that they feel violated. They don't feel safe in their own homes.
Even though they left the door unlocked, still, it is a violation.
I didn't lock my door on my house for years.
Hmm.
I didn't have any where I lived. I just never felt I had a reason to.
Yeah. In Florida?
Yeah.
Really?
What do you think they would do if they came in unannounced, just walked in as you were not there, and found a bong out on your table, or found a firearm or something like that?
Perhaps they'd put a little naughty note in the bong.
Yeah. And
shouldn't leave your bong out.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Smoke a few shots.
I had a feeling. That's a possibility.
If it wasn't illegal for us to be in your house, you'd be in big trouble for this bong and this 38 special.
Yeah, that's a good point. Although, who knows, man? I mean, maybe they'll plant something in there if they don't like you. I mean, this is really dangerous.
I was thinking about this last night, and
breaking in?
Actually, cops in general. It's a common practice for law enforcement officers to say something before they shake you down or whatever and say, do you have anything on you that if I find you're going to be in trouble or something like that? You know, basically they ask you, so have you got anything that I need to know about before I shake you down? So that you can tell them, oh, yeah, I've got some weed shoved in my pocket or whatever. But doesn't that kind of sound like a threat? At the same time,
couldn't the
answer be, look, officer, I've got whatever you say I've got because you've got all the power. Quit toying with me. Look, if you want a bribe, dude, just ask for it.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what's it sound like to you? That's their common practice is to say something like, you know, do you have anything on you that I might need to know about? But at the same time, doesn't it sound like, you know, I'm going to plant something on you? I'm going to do whatever I want?
It is intimidating. I mean, everything they do is intimidating. They have guns and stuff.
It sounds like he just doesn't want to frisk you and he wants you to rat yourself out.
That's what it is, yeah.
They could miss it. I got shook down with, I think it was $300 contraband dollars in prison, and the lieutenant didn't find it.
Sweet. 800-259-9231. Wow. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Cops get to break in. They can just apologize. No problem. Free talk line.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
Better Than Rocks.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. We've got various different ways for you to listen in, live streams, broadband and dial-up versions, a webcam, as well as listen lines, which allow you to listen in via any phone that can dial long distance. It's all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking to get gold or silver, check out gold.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has teamed up with Midas Resources. They're our syndicate, and not only are you going to get some great rates on gold and silver coins that you get to possess in your hands, but you get to support Free Talk Live and Midas Resources, the syndicate that brings us to you in the process. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we continue here. We'll take your phone calls about whatever you want. Coming up, topless protest in Portland. We will explain what happened there. You can also bring up anything. We go to your phone calls first to George in D.C. George, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yay for topless protest.
Hey, dude, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, well, I was just wondering, Ian, do you own stock in Spirit Airlines or Ryanair by any chance?
I don't own stock. Why do you ask?
I asked that because I just read this article that Spirit Airlines now wants to charge people not only to check their bags, but now to carry them on, too.
Yeah, that's pretty cheap, but Ryanair takes the cake.
Why?
Because they want to charge you to use the toilet on Ryanair.
$1.50.
Yeah, no joke. And on top of that, they want to take 2 out of the 3 toilets out so they can put 6 more seats there on the plane.
Wow.
So you got a Disneyland long line, and then you got to pay. And if you don't have the coin, it's going to be a coin-operated thing. So if you don't got coins...
Well,
you got bills or plastic, you are SOL.
I am sure they will give you coins.
Or a big bottle of water.
They'll have to change whatever
or
amount.
Or a diaper.
So this is one of the ways that airlines are trying to get down their advertised price for tickets. But people aren't dumb. They're going to figure this stuff out. And I don't know if the will the market stand for this kind of treatment? Maybe they will. Maybe there's a significant amount of people out there that say, it's a 2-hour flight. I can hold it. I need to save the $1.50. I can't imagine many people that
would think that it would incentivize people to stay in the bathroom longer, though, like to get their
$1.50 worth,
yeah. and thereby mitigating the value that they get out of the bathroom in the first place.
Yeah, Spirit defends their decision to do it, saying that we don't want passengers subsidizing other passengers. Things for the carry-on, like, they try to view it as subsidizing. Like, if you don't bring carry-on bags, or you're just fine for, like, a business meeting and not bringing any bags, yeah. Why should you pay for something else? And it's like, that's stupid. They're trying to say that the airlines that don't charge you for either checked or carry-on or socialists, like JetBlue or Southwest.
They're just trying to differentiate themselves in a marketplace full of airlines that in many ways are very, very similar, and they're trying to market towards the more frugal audience, the save a buck kind of folks.
I don't know
that
necessarily these. I mean, can you get much cheaper than Southwest Airlines? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, and they offer 2 check bags for free, and they still make a profit, and they still give you, I think, a soda for free. Maybe
Yeah, they do. Soda and
JetBlue too.
So that for people like us, then it's an easy choice. I mean, obviously we're not even going to consider the Ryanair. I never even heard of them. Ryanair,
European.
Yeah, it's in Europe, right there. Mm. It's a British airline, I think.
Okay, and Spirit is an American company.
Yeah, it's a domestic one. They fly, like for example, they'll fly a lot from out of Fort Lauderdale. Yeah. I think that's one of their big hubs. And then like, if you want a really cheap flight to the Caribbean, you take them. Yeah.
I like the idea of having my bag included and being able to go to the bathroom anytime I want without having to have a pocket full of change. So I won't be flying those airlines, and the market will decide if they, if they are viable or not. Maybe they will be.
Even
some people are looking for the
dirt
cheap option, and in a down economy, perhaps they will be incredibly popular with, just cutting it service to the bone. I don't believe it.
Greyhound.
What's that about Greyhound?
They should merge with Greyhound. I mean, they should just say screw it. Greyhound Airlines.
They should have. They should have 6-foot berths that everybody has to lie flat, and they only get 1 foot. You only get 1 foot above you. Fat people.
Oh, you read that Onion article? United passengers like cordwood.
I'm just that kind of comic genius, actually.
Did you really? You didn't read the article before? Thanks for the call, George. Nice hearing from you as always. 800-259-9231. A man on the inside of America's airports. That's TSA, George, by the way.
I'm really disappointed that Hooters Airlines didn't make it.
It's a shame. It's a darn shame. Did you ever fly them, Wayne?
No, but I wanted
that's
to.
That's why, right?
You have to, well, you have to go out.
For every guy that said, you know, I really wanted to fly Hooters, but I have a wife.
But it also has to be convenient.
Right in the crotch.
You know, the airports that you customarily fly out of have to be serviced by that.
Right, and they only have a handful.
Serviced by Hooters Airlines.
Yeah.
Yeah, they only have a few
airlines.
I'm sorry,
you just cannot justify the flight on Hooters airline. It would have to be markedly less costly than the other airline for, you know, your average guy to get away with it.
For 10% more, I would do it for sure. Maybe 20. I don't know. It depends.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Let's go to Kelly in Pennsylvania. Kelly, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Kelly?
Hi.
You're on the air. What's on your mind tonight, Kelly?
I was talking to, I want to say, my 86-year-old landlord. And, you know, we have a lot to learn from elders. He suggests that, and I don't know if this is true, that fluoride is a byproduct of aluminum, which is very hard to dispose, and that would be the reason for it being in our water. Have you ever heard of this?
I've heard that putting fluoride in the water is a way to dispose of a waste product, the waste product fluoride. I've also heard that the American Dental Association, the ADA, says that fluoride in the water reduces the incidence of cavities.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't believe the
Association of Dentists.
Yeah,
what
Major George Racy also said, that they put it in Siberian prison camps to make people dull and cow-like as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just had never heard the whole byproduct thing.
Well, I my water comes from a mountain. It flows down the side of a mountain. I've got a dug well, and so I'm certain there's no fluoride in my water.
Sure.
But I have lived in a city before where I did have treated fluoride water.
Yeah.
And I don't feel any different. Largely, I didn't drink water from a tap anyway.
They don't have that up here, by the way, in Keene, where we are. There's no fluoride in the water
correct.
Up here.
And
but
I don't
agree with you.
Our people aren't chomping at the bit looking for a revolution.
Yeah, I feel
no
different.
I think people are dull, cow-like, and doe-eyed by nature.
Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. She laughs, but I think, how can you disagree with that statement? People want to go along to get along, and they don't want to stick their heads up and be noticed.
Well, I've read in several sources that fluoride actually is a byproduct of the processing of nuclear fuel, nuclear waste. And they actually being able to sell fluoride rather than having to pay to dispose it is a brilliant business plan.
Nuclear waste. I'd heard it was petroleum, so who knows what the truth is, right? 800-259-9231.
If you add it to your gas, you'll get 100 miles to the gallon.
Take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever is on your mind. This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Are you prepared or are you hardcore prepared? Get hardcore equipped at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested with Canadian and U.S. forces, so we know it's tough. What kind of gear? Our own brands. Arctic Warrior, Homeland Defender, Sandbox Avenger, Urban Peacekeeper. More than 30,000 products and 90% of it made in Canada and the U.S. See it all at TacTownGear.com. That's TACTownGear.com. Get 72-hour survival kits, Ultima boots, HW1 gloves, tactical link slings, EMA tactical weapon equipment, everything you need to be hardcore prepared. Deal with TacTownGear.com personnel with more than 25 years experience in military and law enforcement. Call now, 418-844-9111. That's 418-844-9111. Or go to TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Solutions for your area of operation.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website. We've got a lot of different ways for you to keep in the loop with Free Talk Live. You can get signed up for our news updates. Get them via email, follow our Twitter profile, or do the Facebook fan page thing. It's your choice how you want to receive them. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls here. Coming up, topless women in Portland. What happened? We'll go first to Ryan in Florida. Ryan, you're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Ryan. You're on the air.
Ryan.
You're on the air, Ryan. Going once. Going twice. Let's put him back on hold. Maybe he'll come back later. Let's try Peter. Maybe we had the wrong name or something. Peter in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. This is a call from Peter.
Hi, Peter.
Talked to you about a month ago about a previous call. Rich, who was having problems with feeding too many cats, and I called in to say that y'all had lost that argument because you accused him of being a bigot, and y'all didn't remember the call.
Oh, you were the guy that sounded like somehow you'd known about us possibly getting on a radio station in Orlando, right?
Yes.
Ah, yes. So what was on your mind tonight?
You're supposed to remember other things, though. Well, first of all, as for the airlines, I think I would pay people not to use the bathroom on the flight I'm on. I want that option.
You would, as a customer, you would pay other customers not to use the restroom?
Yes.
And the reason for that is what?
Have you been on a commuter flight and sat right next to the toilet?
That's no fun. Nobody likes that. Yeah, I mean, or on Greyhound. That's awful. That's even worse, I think.
But on the big planes, like the 737, I've never noticed any problems.
Well,
they have that blue stuff in there. to keep the odor down.
They continue to make better, better airplanes, but they do nothing or very little about the indoor air quality.
Hmm. I always get sick when, generally get sick when I fly.
Yes. A two-hour flight or more, you have a very high chance of getting sick, and discuss that with your doctor. But the airlines just, the airplane manufacturers sell on speed to the airlines, and then they try to sell that to us on, I guess, baggage handling or something. Anyways, what
you'll have to start your own airline, Peter, and get out there and compete.
I'm calling back on this. I have to understand a little bit. I had thought that Rich had called in with his cat problem early in the month, but I think it was more than a month ago.
I have no idea what you're referencing.
Well,
I barely remember what I talked about yesterday.
What's great is that I have found it, and I can play a portion of it until you're happy with that. So we'll see where it is. Then you can tell me who it is who came in and accused the guy while he was talking of racism when he hadn't brought it up. That was kind of a PC attack, which, you know, PC is a...
All right, let it roll, Peter.
Autumn.
Let's
All
hear
right.
it.
Now, if you want to interrupt, I'm watching you on the... So wave your arms.
This is experimental. Go for
I don't
it.
Know if it's real
I won't
time,
be able to see. Okay, here we go.
Forum. As we continue, we'll take your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. Going to Rich in Connecticut. Rich, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, another illegal immigration call. Sorry about that.
Oh no, don't apologize. What's on your mind tonight?
All right, was that you waving your arms up and down?
No, nothing's going
on.
Well,
I think you were getting a lag from when we waved our arms up and down when you said to wave your arms up and down.
Yeah, this, I don't know how well this is going to work, but...
Right, well, okay, I will give you more lag time.
That sounded like Ian on the phone there.
You guys came from Florida, you moved to New Hampshire. I'm a former Southern California guy. I moved to Connecticut. I'm also a Free State Project member, just ready to buy real estate, especially in this market.
Right.
I actually have my eye on a place right now. I think you guys are putting the proverbial cart in front of the horse. I'm not against immigration, but you guys seem to be all game for it before we put some controls on the welfare process, and that's what concerns me.
This is a common process of reasoning by people that are sort of, you know, liberty-oriented in general, but concerned about immigration. The idea that, well, you know, I like the idea of immigration, but we just need to take care of this welfare problem first. In the meantime, we need to build a fence and put machine guns up and stop these people from coming here.
Right. There's 20 million immigrants in this country. You understand that, right? Illegal.
Absolutely. 25, maybe.
Right. And so nothing's stopping them from coming. So do you propose that we stop them from coming and then, you know, spend the whatever three to five years that it takes to get whatever political process to make that happen, especially with, at this point, a Democratic House, Senate, and White House? Do you propose we push that way, or do you propose that we spend that that same political capital as if either of these things is really going to happen?
Right.
But the people in Washington and big businesses don't want illegal immigration stopped, okay? And also, the people in Washington and the people in big business don't want welfare and government programs and big government programs stopped. So the arguing back and forth on this issue, really, there is no point.
And more importantly, who are you punishing? I mean, why do you want to punish immigrants for, like Mark said, the welfare system that was put into place by the process, the political process here? I mean, why? It's not their fault. I mean, they have every right to try and work hard for a living as anyone else. And so
I would break right into this country to work if that was the option that I had. I adopted a cat a couple of months ago, and I'm sitting on the floor right now. This is not my talking point, but I feed this cat because I adopted it. I want it here. But if 50 cats broke into my house and were eating, and nobody told me I couldn't stop it from eating the food that I bought from the store, $7.99 a darn bag. I think I need to control the cat population before I, talk about anything else.
I hear you, but why are you complaining about the brown people that are eating your food instead of the white people that are eating your food? Because there's a lot
brown?
Of... Brown?
Have you heard the Irish immigrants that have been breaking into the Boston metropolitan area?
Okay, but whether they're citizens or not, they're partaking of a welfare system that is the problem. And so it is still irrelevant to talk about whether they're immigrants or not when you're talking about the welfare system.
Right, how many
control?
How many
that's all I'm asking for.
How many
control
immigrants?
But you want to control certain people and not others.
How?
That's what's bothering me.
Go ahead and run us some ideas by me, because I've heard them all before. Give me something fresh. How are you going to control them?
Invite the nurses, invite the doctors, invite the top radio talk show hosts, invite all the people who can come here and prosper and add something to the business. Not, if I had, lung cancer and I'm from, Guam's an American territory, sorry. If I'm from Thailand, I might want to move here to get some free medical care to take care of my lung cancer. That's probably not the guy we want to invite in to pay for his expenses.
You didn't answer
invite
my question.
Invite the nurse from India who has some skills who can contribute something and,
okay,
you know, join the
you
park.
You have not answered my question. I asked you, how do you want to control them? You said I want to send out some invitations. And that doesn't answer the question about how you want to control people.
It's a fence, Ian.
It's no fence.
Okay. I'm going to break in now.
You serious?
It's George, right? It's Peter.
Gentlemen,
Peter.
I know you're from Florida. I'm from Southern California. I've seen the fence. I've lived there.
Peter,
I've been
I don't
there.
Know how long this
yeah,
goes. I mean, sometimes
well,
our conversation
is seven. They have tunnels under the fence, right?
And I think Peter, are you there?
More impressive,
we'll just have to have our board op pot him down because this is really technically incorrect.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I did hear the part about the cats, and Dale was our part-time co-host on that one. Are you there, Peter?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I heard the part about the brown people, if that's what you're referring to, and
yeah.
That was Dale, our part-time co-host. He is in generally on Thursday nights, I believe, and he didn't call the man a bigot. What he said was, well, why do you want to focus on the brown people? I didn't hear the guy say anything about brown people specifically, but I do believe generally that the immigration... Sir?
Yeah, I don't... I think you maybe want to hear the rest of it before you start defending him.
Okay, great.
How long does this go on for? I have to ask.
Well,
sometimes we have lengthy conversations with interesting callers,
okay.
And it's like listening to my show within a tin can.
I saw you in the studio listening very patient. Of course, you're listening to yourselves, and I'm sure you're just as fascinated.
I have probably the worst voice in radio, so it's kind of makes me cringe.
Tell you what, hang on, Peter. We'll bring you back. I don't know how this is technically. It would have made more sense had he just sent me the time code. We could have pulled up the audio here from the studio. But it sounded a lot better. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves here in moments. Peter, attempting to hold our feet to the flames. We'll find out if that happens in moments.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them three cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Gun Day. 3 days to exercise your Second Amendment rights for only $10 per person April 3rd, 4th, and 5th at Knob Creek Gun Range. The world's largest machine gun shoot and military gun show is fun for the whole family, with machine guns and flamethrowers for rent, helicopter rides, and over 800 tables showcasing handguns, shotguns, rifles, and more. Opens at 9 a.m. Call 502-922-4457 or visit knobcreekrange.com. That's K-N-O-B, creekrange.com.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies and is member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at plantskid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to plantskid.com. That's plant, SKYDD.com today.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready? To get prepared for hard times ahead. Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent, all about self-reliance, and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part? This $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up for free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, just shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. So start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. We're back with Peter in Florida. Peter called us weeks ago and attempted to call us out on one of us allegedly saying something about something derogatory towards one of our callers discussing the issue of immigration, specifically calling him a racist or something to that effect, as I recall your call, Peter. And now you're back. You have unearthed the archive of which you are speaking, and you've been playing it back for us. Unfortunately, it's you're playing our show through your phone, and I feel like I'm being excessively tolerant in allowing
you. An audiophile.
I am an audiophile. Hear it fine. I know you can hear it fine. That's why I'm letting it go, because it actually does sound crisp. You can actually understand what is being said. So Peter is back with us here. How much more do we have here, Peter, in this clip
before the real gotcha comes on?
Well, the gotcha, I think, was interrupting to accuse him about the little brown people. This guy's conversation goes on for 4 minutes, then he's off. Whereupon, there is more discussion about him being a bigot after he's gone. And that is led, apparently, not by Dale, but by Ian. When I called y'all up weeks ago and asked you about that, you didn't remember, but then you discussed that it was okay because people who call about immigration have an aura of bigotry.
Many times they are bigots.
Sometimes.
I mean, let's say it this way, most accurately. They are on the same side as the bigots.
Here, I'll tell you what. I've got something I can play for you if you want, Peter.
That's what I'm calling about.
Go ahead.
What you want to do is to deal with their statement, not who they are, and not their, quote, tone. Those are lower levels of attacking what he's saying, your caller is saying. The PC comes in because I think you're establishing that these are not immigrants calling in. So you've said If this was a Mexican complaining about Mexican immigration, you probably wouldn't query him as to why he's a bigot, why he doesn't like brown people. Because of that, because your level of discourse and discussion is based upon who you're discussing with, that is what is known, used to be known, as PC. Now, PC has...
Well, actually, somebody who is, point of information, somebody who is of Mexican descent and is a so-called citizen versus a so-called illegal immigrant is still, if they're against so-called illegal immigrants, is still bigoted.
Okay, but regardless of this, and you continue to try to support your position, rather than dealing with...
Look, Peter, let me say something. Let me say something very clear here. If I called that guy a bigot, then I apologize for that. If I was talking in generalities about a lot of anti-immigration callers that we have, then I was talking in generalities and not specifically targeting him, because a number of the people that we do have call this show sound pretty darn bigoted. Let me play some audio for you, Peter. Let's just
talk live.
Go with this.
I can speak for many of thousands. I don't fear illegals. I don't want them here and their filth that they bring with and the disease that they bring with.
All the people who work in the stores and the markets and the restaurants are overwhelmingly Hispanic, and they seem very clean and be doing a fine job here, and I've never heard anything about problems with disease.
For you to defend the illegal immigrants, and I'm not sure, as I said earlier, which host at what time is very condescending.
Madam, I will defend anybody that is peaceful and looking for a better life for themselves. We
well,
already pointed
I don't,
out...
I don't defend them. I wish that people like you...
You say that Mexicans are filthy
them.
And you call me condescending, lady? You say they're disease-ridden and filthy, and I'm condescending?
And they are. And
you're
I
outrageous.
Get
out of here. Thank you for the call.
She's had all her rope. She's hung herself.
Pre-talk. So would you call that lady a bigot? Just curious, Peter.
Well, see, here's the thing. You didn't attack her underlying question. You could have said, okay, let's look at the underlying question. What was she saying? She's saying they're disease-ridden. What else did she say?
Filthy.
They're filthy. They're filthy.
Okay, they're filthy. All right, so you separate that, and then you would counter with this. Well, let's examine. How would we see what do you mean by filthy? Do you mean what?
Yeah, we actually had that conversation.
But you don't have to have that conversation, Peter, because if you say a
you
group of people,
to,
whoever they are, like white people are lazy, big-mouthed idiots, like, that's a bigoted statement. Or people that are from America are fat and stupid. That's a bigoted statement, and one that's not uncommon around the world.
Right. We don't have to get into an extensive discussion of their viewpoint. But
the
to point something out,
fat.
Peter, we
you
did actually have a, we actually did have a lengthy conversation in that case. I just played you what was essentially 50-second version.
Yeah, that's
of,
a clip.
It was just a clip from the show of her call, and it was, you know, obviously cobbled together from something that was lengthier. But my point being, that woman called Mexicans, she called them filthy, and that's a bigoted statement. That's what I'm telling you. In many cases, that's who we're dealing with. So again, I'll tell you that if I called that guy a bigot and he didn't make any bigoted statements, then I would be wrong for doing that. However, if I was speaking generally about immigration, the advocates of immigration control, then I think it's fair to say that a number of them are absolutely bigoted towards Hispanics, because we've talked to them on this program. Does that make my position clear for you?
Oh, that is... I'm completely clear that that's your position. I'm
right.
not.
So let's talk about you, Peter.
That's what your position is.
Let's talk
your
about you, Peter.
Your position is it suggests that your position on immigration is weak because you don't deal with particulars.
My position on immigration is weak.
You want to go
specifically what part?
You want to contradict or prove false the underlying premise that the person has. If the problem with immigration is the immigrants are filthy, you say, okay, let's decide. You mean unwashed? Let's see.
No,
how
see,
much
you don't get to tell me how to do my show, Peter. I don't know, you know, what.
You
thank
you. Call
for
every,
thank you for the suggestion, but I don't want to get into the nitty-gritty details of a little bit of little bitty issues within the immigration discussion. For me, it's a very clear issue. It's an issue of human freedom, the issue of people being able to cross imaginary lines in the sand, political borders, without having to bow down to some sort of governmental bureaucrat and show identification and jump through hoops and pay fees and extortions and things like that. That's the striking the root of the issue. I'm not here to dance around in all the details. If somebody doesn't like the way someone smells and wants to group them in with other people because of that, I find that ludicrous, and it doesn't even deserve a response.
Well, you're starting off with this assumption that she's correct about the filth. If you could show that...
I didn't assume that at all. In fact, our guest, who you also heard in that clip, Peter, our guest pointed out that he'd never seen anything like that. That was in the clip. I included that. So, you know, this discussion has happened. Okay. I don't really know what else to say. Let's talk about
when you,
Peter.
When you just call someone a bigot, you don't win. You'll lose.
Whatever you say, man. Whatever you say. This isn't an argument. I'm not trying to win anything. You understand?
I'm here to do three hours of radio every single night
to entertain an audience.
Are the calls, do you just, you know, stick with the same thing? Is it going to move forward? Do people who do not agree with your opinions on all I know about is the immigration, are you just going to call them a bigot?
That's not common for us, Peter.
I mean, and as we've said at this point, if we called that guy out, it doesn't sound like that guy was a bigot. And if we called him out as a bigot, which we didn't get to hear and verify, but
okay,
I'm sure you'll send us the clip.
Let's hear some more.
Because we're out of time.
We can't do it. We don't have time to spend a full hour on it, Peter. But if that's not generally how we go at it.
Then
the rest of you are
calling other people bigots who don't agree with you.
Okay.
Well, if you don't like the show,
it's not for everybody, Peter. So let's talk about you. How did you find out we were being considered for an Orlando station?
Let's just say I'm a concerned citizen.
What is that supposed to? Why beat around the bush? Do you work at the station?
That's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, I understand
that.
And you know what, Peter? If you want to send the rest of the clip along to me, you're welcome to do that. And I will apologize if I called someone a bigot who's not a bigot. But if somebody is a bigot, I'm going to call them out as a bigot. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just calling it as it is.
That lady who called in, she's a bigot. And I don't need to discuss her bigotry in detail. People that say that black people don't like to work are bigots. And I don't need to go through the statistics on whether or not black people work as much as other ethnic groups or anything like that. It's a bigoted statement because it's not true for all black people, and illegal immigrants being filthy is not true for all illegal immigrants.
And many times we have very intellectual, illuminating conversations on this program, and we haven't called you any names, Peter, so good night to you, and thank you for the call. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. Hour 2 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.